From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. This year, more than a million people will be diagnosed with breast cancer, according to the World Health Organization. Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths for women worldwide. In the United States alone, 40,000 women will die from it. Health officials believe that early detection can save many lives, and so public health activists are encouraging women 35 and older to get a mammogram. That's what may have saved 68-year-old Mary Blanche Cooper's life.
I was 43 years old. I didn't actually feel a lump, but I had a liquid that was coming from around the nipples of my right breast, and it seemed darker. The nipple seemed darker than the other breast, so I became alarmed and went to see a doctor. 25 years ago, it was kind of not the popular thing to talk about cancer, and particularly breast cancer. And, you know, you always feel that, well, I'll never get it, or hopefully I'll never get it, and it wasn't a big issue. So fortunately, I had a very, very spiritual doctor. She greeted me very warmly, and she said to me that everything would be okay, however. And I sat and waited for her to explain that she had seen something irregular and she would need to do a biopsy. And I tell you, I kind of just lost it. I just imagined the worst. And she was very comforting. However, it didn't make much difference because I heard very little after she told me that. When I went to the hospital for the biopsy, my doctor explained to me, she said, I will only do the biopsy. If there's something more I need to do, I'll talk to you first. So I went into that surgery with hope that that would be all I would have to do. However, when it was finished, she came back to me and she said she was sorry that they did find some cancer cells, and they were very few, and it was the early stage. I went to surgery, and when I came, I came out of surgery, and I discovered my right breast was missing. You can't imagine. It's like part of you. It is part of your body gone, and you start to think, my life is over, and surely I won't live through this. I finally began to think about my faith and think about either I'm going to live or I'm going to die, and some of the things I had to do in order to live. So that was basically how I got through it. I haven't had any recurrence at all, thank God. I go to regular tests and mammographies, and thank God I've been fine. I retired from teaching, and now I'm director of the Nellie Greer Senior Citizen Center in Newark, and this is a daycare center for seniors who have disabilities. I found that keeping myself busy and doing for others made my life much easier. My name is Mary Blanche Hooper. I've been a breast cancer survivor for 25 years, 10 months, and 12 days.